Anjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी की जय श्री श्री गौनिताय की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 5 सो ऑन बोर्ड वी हैव वर्स 5 So before that, there are four verses. We'll just read that. Then we can go to this. Actually, the title of chapter there is wrong. The title is The Demigod Appeal to the Lord for Protection. So verse 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Actually, we'll repeat the fifth verse. I'll just read the four verses because there's no purport. Shri Shuka Uvacha Rajannudita Metatte Hare Karma Ghanashanam Gajendra Mokshanam Punyam Raivatam Tvataram Shunu Translation Shukadeva Goswami continued. O King, I have described to you the pastimes of Gajendra Mokshana, which is the most pious to hear. By hearing of such activities of the Lord, one can be freed from all sinful reactions. Now please listen as I describe Raivata Manu. Text 2. पञ्चमोरैवतो नाम मनुस्तामसोदरः मनुस्तामसोदरः बलिविन्ध्यादयस्तस्य सुताः अर्जुनपूर्वकाः. द ब्रदर ऑफ तामस मनु वॉज द फिफ्थ मनु नेम रैवत. His sons were headed by Arjuna, Bali and Vindhya. Text 3. Vibhurindra Suragana Rajan Bhutarayadayaha Hiranya Roma Vedashira Urdhvabhya Dayodvijaha. O king, in the millennium of Raivatamanu, the king of heaven was known as Vibhu. Among the demigods were the Bhutrayas. And among the seven Brahmanas who occupied the seven planets were Hiranyaroma, Vedshira and Urdhvabahu. Patni Vikuntha Shubhrasya Vaikunthe Surasattamaihi Tayo Swakalaya Jadne Vaikuntho Bhagavan Swayam. From the combination of Shubhra and his wife Vaikuntha, there appeared the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vaikuntha, along with demigods who were his personal planetary expansions. Text 5. So this is today's verse. Vaikuntha, you can repeat. Kalpitaha Yena Lokaha Lokanamaskartaha Skritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devya Tat Priyakamyaya Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devyatat Priyakamyaya Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devyatat Priyakamyaya Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devyatat Priyakamyaya. Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthamanena Divyapta Priyakamyaya Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devya Tat Priyakamyaya Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devya Tat Priyakamyaya. Vaikuntha Kalpito Yena Loko Loka Namaskritaha Ramaya Prarthyamanena Devya Tat Priyakamyaya. Vaikuntha, a Vaikuntha planet, Kalpitaha, was constructed. येन बाय हुम लोकः प्लैनेट लोक नमस्कृतः वर्शिप बाय ऑल पीपल रमया बाय रमा द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून प्रार्थ्यमानेन बीइंग सो रिक्वेस्टेड देव्या बाय द गॉडेस तत् हर प्रियकाम्यया जस्ट टू प्लीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन जस्ट टू प्लीज द गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वैकुंठ एट हर रिक्वेस्ट क्रिएटेड अनदर वैकुंठ प्लैनेट विच इज वर्शिप बाय एवरी वन पर्पट श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर रिमार्क्स हियर दैट दिस वैकुंठ प्लैनेट लाइक श्रीमद्भागवतम appears and is said to be born or created. But both Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaikuntha eternally exist beyond the material universes, which are enveloped by the eight kinds of coverings. As described in the second canto, Lord Brahma saw the Vaikuntha before the creation of the universe. Veera Raghava Acharya mentions that this Vaikuntha is within the universe. It is situated above the mountain known as Lokalok. This planet is worshipped by everyone. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Kuruti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Hare Krishna. So with blessings of all my seniors, I would like to speak something for pleasure of Lord and for my purification. So just for last few days we were discussing how Gajendra got delivered, and then today the next chapter is starting, the demigods appeal to the Lord. So in this eighth canto, Parikshit Maharaj, he asks Shukadeva Goswami to describe that are there any other manus apart from Swayambhuva Manu, and then could you please tell me the activities of those manu. That's how the eighth canto starts. And then Shukadeva Goswami explains that how the second manu was. So after Swayambhuva Manu, second Manu was Swarochisha. Then after that there was Uttama, then Tamasa. So when he mentions about Tamasa Manu and his lineage, he mentions that how in his lineage appeared Lord Hari, who has saved Gajendra the elephant. And then when Parikshit Maharaj hears this, as a very attentive student, he asked, okay, so who is this Hari? And you know, can you please tell me, you know, what about this Gajendra happened? And then Parikshit Maharaj, you know, last few chapters we saw the nice pastimes of, you know, Gajendra Moksha Leela. And then after that he continues, Shukadeva Goswami continues that after Tamasa there is Raivatamanu and then Chakshushamanu. So when he was speaking about Raivatamanu and Chakshushamanu, he explains that how Lord appears as Ajita in their lineage and how he became a tortoise during the churning ocean pastime. And then he, like, you know, Parikshit Maharaj again asked, so okay, what happened during that churning? And that we will see, you know, in the consecutive chapters. So we see that Srimad Bhagavatam is not a chronological sequence of events. Rather, it's an active dialogue wherein Parikshit Maharaj, he is very eagerly listening and he is very attentive. Whenever he sees something, some new information or something, he just doesn't see that, okay, let it pass on, you know, I have to hear about Krishna, you know, I have just 7 days left. No, rather, he is very much careful to note each and everything. And also we see that, like in last few verses, we saw like first four verses, there are just names, you know. He married to this and from him this came and from him this came, just like that. But if we see carefully, whenever in Bhagavatam these chronological activities have been mentioned, there rather this, you know, the family lineage is mentioned, at the end we'll see that some Lord's incarnation is going to come and some nice pastime is awaiting. That's how it, you know, unfolds, the different pastime. And that's, you know, thanks to Parikshit Maharaj, because he was very attentive listener and he used to catch each and every point. Otherwise we would have, you know, just missed it, all these, you know, beautiful points. So in today's verse it's mentioned that how Lord appeared, like Lord Vaikuntha appeared, and just to please the goddess of fortune, the supreme personality of Godhead Vaikuntha, at her request, created another Vaikuntha planet which is worshipped by everyone. So here the Lord's consort is mentioned as, you know, Ramadevi, which is, you know, Yogamaya. And then on her request, Lord created a whole planet. This is perfect example of handpicked husband, isn't it? Even Krishna's pastime, we see that Krishna does so many things just to please his devotees. Narad Muni, once he came to Dwarka and he brought one small Parijataka flower and he gave it to Krishna. And Krishna, to please his wife, he gave it to Mother Rukmini. And then guess what happens? Satyabhama comes to know, because of, you know, the celestial fragrance of that, you know, Parijata flower, which was nowhere to be found on earth. And then what she says? You gave her flower, I want a tree, whole tree, nothing less than that. And then Krishna, he did not say, okay, I'll get, or he did not give any excuse. He said, fine, you know, let us sit back on Garuda, went directly to heaven. And he asked Indra, please give the tree. Indra said, no, you have to fight. Krishna said, all right. So, and then he fought, and then he got the whole tree. You know, so we see that Krishna, to please his devotees, he can go to any extent. And here also it says that Lord's incarnation, Vaikuntha, to please his wife, Ramadevi, at her request, he created a whole planet, Vaikuntha planet, which has all characteristic of Vaikuntha. It's not that because it is in material world, it is less than the actual Vaikuntha planet. No. So that's the Lord's potency. So like Lord called, Lord's one of the name is, you know, Trivikrama. Trivikrama means one who has conquered all the three, you know, worlds within 3 feet. His, all the activities are, you know, very glorious and attractive. So we see that acharyas, they here also, like, you know, they give the details, like, you know, where this planet is. Like they say that it is situated above the mountain known as Lokalok. So in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam there is a entire description of the how the creation takes place and how the different planetary systems exist. So there also the mention of Lokalok planet comes, and, you know, there are distance between the different details, you know, what is the distance between the Sumeru mountain and, you know, Lokalok mountain, and, you know, all those details are there. So this Vaikuntha planet, Like the, it is said the planet which Lord gave it to Dhruva, that is also a spiritual planet, it doesn't get destroyed. Same way this Vaikuntha planet is also spiritual planet. So here we see that the Acharyas, they'll focus on the things which are related to Lord. So we see that, you know, there must be so many other kids, you know, to all these, you know, great Manus, but none of their name is mentioned. Only the names related to those in which Lord's, you know, dynasty is going, like Lord is going to appear, those names are mentioned. In first canto, when Lord Krishna, he goes back from Hastinapur to Dwarka, it is mentioned that, you know, Lord crossed, you know, many mountains and many desert-like sandy parts of the area, and then he reached Dwarka. So there, Prabhupada mentions in the purport that the geologists say that in the desert in India has been recently, you know, formed. But as per Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been there from long, because it mentions that Krishna, you know, crossed the, you know, sandy parts of the region. And then he writes a beautiful statement. He says that, you know, whether the desert came now or then, we leave it to the geologist. We are happy that Krishna reached Dwarka. So the Acharyas, they are like Saragrahi, they, you know, focus on the essence. So same way here, like, you know, we see that there are so many lineages are mentioned, but only those which are related to Lord, they have been, you know, elaborated. By also reading this, we understand that when we hear that Lord and his pastimes are unlimited, we get a glimpse of how it is unlimited. Because we just see that in a, like, you know, in a day of Brahma, the, if we, in Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, it is mentioned, you know, the day of Brahma is like, you know, 100 years, 100 his years, and his one day constitutes of, you know, 1000 Divya Yugas. One Divya Yuga is, you know, cycle of 4, Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and Kali Yuga. And in that, there are, I think, 24 or 27 Manus. So, in one of the Manu, like, till 7th canto, we are just discussing the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu. And it took almost, like, you know, 7 cantos, different pastimes. And then now, it is, he just mentions quickly about, like, you know, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th Manu. And then in one of that, we again saw the pastime of Gajendra. And then now, like, you know, he is mentioning about this Hari. And then just even this Lord's incarnation as Vaikuntha, he had just mentioned in one shloka that, you know, he created this, you know, beautiful planet. But of course, there must be so many pastimes, you know, Lord Vaikuntha must have done. But just because the time was less for Shukdev Goswami to tell Parikshit Maharaj, so he was, like, you know, just telling the main important pastimes. So this just gives us a glimpse that we cannot even finish listening to pastimes done by a Lord during, like, you know, few Manus, you know, lifetime. And now these are the Manus for this universe. And there are innumerable universes. And there are innumerable Manus. And it had been from time, you know, immemorable. We don't know. And Lord must have taken so many incarnations. That's why it is said, if somebody is trying to understand, like somebody says that, okay, I'll try to figure out, you know, the glories of Lord, his pastimes, it is like, you know, child's imagination or child's play to count all the stars, or, like, you know, all the atoms in the universe. One may even count all the atoms in the universe, but still he'll not be able to, you know, count the different, you know, pastimes done by the Lord. And here, like, you know, Prabhupada explains one of such beautiful pastime, wherein just on request of his wife, Lord created completely whole new planet in this material world. So this also tells us that how, if we surrender to Lord, then there will be no dearth of resources. As a you know, preaching movement, we many times, you know, feel that, okay, you know, wish we could have, you know, so much more, you know, Lakshmi, you know, to propagate, so much more, you know, devotees or manpower or like whatever. But if we just constantly, sincerely keep taking shelter of Lord by chanting His holy names, then through this sound vibration, everything else will manifest in the course of time. It is said that, you know, the Nama Rupa Guna Lila, they manifest in this, you know, in this order. So first, when we sincerely chant the holy names of the Lord, then His form, Rupa, is manifested. Then His Guna, His different qualities, you know, are manifested. And after that, the pastimes of Lord are manifested. So, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was in Mayapur, he took a vow of chanting every day 3 lakh names like Haridas Thakur for 10 years. He wanted to, you know, kind of empower himself and, like, you know, take complete shelter of holy name before he started, you know, preaching this, you know, message of Krishna consciousness. So at the end of 10 years, it is explained that how Panchatattva, they appeared to him and they said that, okay, you are fully empowered, you don't be afraid, you just go. Whenever you will need man, there will be, you know, manpower for you. Whenever you will need, you know, any money, there will be money coming to you. You just go and fearlessly preach this message of Krishna consciousness. And, you know, nothing, there is, you know, nothing dearth for you, it will happen. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in very short span of time, you know, he established, you know, 64 Gaudiya Math and completely, it was kind of, you know, where the Gaudiya Vaishnavism was considered as a, you know, beggar's religion. He gave an, he brought it back with proper philosophical understanding and proper, by establishing proper, you know, temples and, you know, proper culture, to tell to the people that how this Gaudiya mission, how this, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is the highest form and which is, like, you know, the prescribed method in this age of Kali. Then after that, Srila Prabhupada, when he came on Jaladuta, what he writes is that all I have is faith on your holy name. I don't know why you brought me here. You make me dance as you want me to dance. And what he did, wherever he went, he just chanted. I was hearing a nice lecture by His Grace Jananivas Prabhu. He mentioned that what Prabhupada did was he did, you know, 14 Nagar Sankirtan Parikramas all over the world. Wherever he went to New York, he chanted. He went to Los Angeles, he chanted. So wherever he went, he chanted. And then the temples, the devotees, the books, everything, you know, kept manifesting as he, you know, kept, you know, going around, you know, chanting the holy names. So all what we need to do is that have faith on this holy name. Because in this particular age, which is full of dualities and where the Kali is in his full forces with all the, you know, anarthas, you know, nowadays, you know, getting considered as the virtuous qualities, the Kali is in full force. The only remedy to stop this is by taking shelter of holy name. Also, as, you know, characteristic by Kali Yuga, our senses are not so strong, they are not at all under control, the mind is restless, our intelligence is, like, you know, is kind of confused. So we are in very, like, bodies, you know, physically dilapidated condition. Even in youth, we, you know, get so many problems. So for us to practice the other forms of, you know, other methods which were prescribed in other ages, it is just impossible. But if we just take shelter of this holy name sincerely, then all things will get manifested. And as, you know, preaching movement, whatever we require, like, you know, we have, you know, something to, if we have some desire to serve Lord in particular way, yeah, you know, the base is, you know, we have to chant, you know, very sincerely. Once we do that, all rest of things, you know, will follow. I had one sannyasi was mentioning that, you know, people will not talk to you properly, you know, things will not fall, like, you know, fall in a place, all things will keep go wrong, you know, one after other, and then, you know, whatever you decide, it will just, things doesn't just happen the way, you know, you want. All this will happen till the time you don't realize that I need to take shelter of holy name. So it is said, like, you know, before, when a patient is sick, The doctor's challenge, the most crucial challenge for a doctor is to diagnose what is the disease. And once the disease is known, then it's very easy. Doctors are relieved. Once they know, okay, what the infection is that, they know which medicine to give. And then for sure, you know, it will get cured. But until and unless we don't realize what the disease is, we are in very precarious situation. So same way, till the time we feel that I am chanting good, we are in trouble. We need to be convinced of the fact that our chanting needs improvement. And once we have that, then the other, you know, things will follow, you know, of actually, you know, improving chanting. But if we feel that, no, you know, I am chanting good, I am not falling asleep, you know, okay, I may be thinking of this, that, but anyway, I am thinking of service only, nothing wrong. No, till the point we think that our chanting is good, there is no question of improvement. So we have to be convinced of the fact that, no, we need, you know, our chanting needs improvement. And then till what time? There is no end to it. We have to, it's everyday struggle, it's everyday humbly submitting to Holy Name. There is no mechanical technique by which we can master chanting of chanting the Holy Names. There's nothing like that. Krishna is Swarat, same is the case of with His Holy Names. They are also Swarat. So we need to every day humbly submit to Holy Names and then, you know, just take shelter. And then, of course, the different method, they aid, but they assist. But the main thing is that, you know, our humble submission. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his Shikshashtakam how we will be able to chant constantly. Trunadapisunichena, Tarorivasaishna, Amanina, Manadhena, Kirtaniya, Sadhari. So you have to keep hearing every day. Of course, I personally need, you know, a lot improvement in my own chanting. But when we keep hearing on this day, then we can work. And then, once we work on this, then here as we see that how Lord created a planet, the Holy Name can manifest and empower us to do wonderful feats. Srila Prabhupada, once he was in Mayapur, and then he was sitting in that, you know, if you have been to Mayapur, just when we enter the main door, left side there is the kutir. It is just a grass hut. So when Prabhupada first time, you know, we got the land, Prabhupada had devotees made a small hut for him. And from by sitting there, he was saying, here we'll have a Vedic planetarium, which will describe, you know, all this planetary system. There we'll have Goshala, there we'll have, you know, Prashadam program, like, you know, and then there we'll have a big temple. And nothing was there. There was no money. And then devotees asked, but Prabhupada, we don't have money. Prabhupada said, don't worry, just, you know, keep chanting. Krishna will provide. Whenever it is required, he'll provide. And in our, like, moment, there had been so many incidences wherein devotees have felt, you know, how Krishna had just given, you know, suddenly, you know, anything. Like, there was the Shyam Sundar Prabhu mentions this, you know, famous story wherein they had, like, you know, the like, they started the new temple and then they were not having even enough money to pay the rent for the next month. It was like whatever they had, they were just, you know, cooking it and then, like, you know, offering the prasad to, you know, the guest, and that's how everything was over. And then the day came wherein, like, if they don't pay, they had to vacate the place. And they were, like, you know, going in morning, like, you know, they were chanting and walking, and suddenly they saw the $100 bills falling from the sky. And then they collected, it was exactly the amount they required to pay the rent. And they paid the rent. So, of course, like, you know, for, like, you know, this all, like, you know, pastimes are there to tell us that when we take shelter of, you know, sincerely take shelter of, you know, Holy Name, and when we try to serve Krishna, Krishna will provide all the necessities. Once there was a king who was going on, you know, excursion. And then, you know, he was very thirsty. And there nothing was around. And then suddenly one farmer came and he offered him, you know, nice, you know, cooling water along with, he gave him some nice fruits. And king became very happy. And he said, you know, tell me what you want. And then this farmer, he was very intelligent. He said, I don't want anything. I just want you to be my friend and you visit me, you know, once a year, once a day, every year. That's what my request is. I don't need anything from you. King said, so be it. So next year when he came to visit, now when king is going to visit, he'll not go in and, you know, sit in the, you know, a small hut, right? So before going, his minister arranged, you know, a big house to be made for the farmer with all the luxuries in it. And then king won't, you know, go on the sandy path with all the mud, no? They made a royal road from, you know, palace to this farmer's house. And they had, like, you know, nice gardens located, because what king will do in daytime? He has to roam around with the farmer, his friend. So they had nice gardens, they had nice fountains, everything. And, you know, all the opulences were there, as if it was, like, you know, king's own place. And then the king came, he stayed with the farmer and went back. So this farmer, if you would have just asked, oh king, you know, give me, say, you know, 100 gold coin or 1000 gold coin, it would have just been over by the, you know, in along with the time. But since he asked the friendship of king, he was for sure that king is going to come every year, and every year he is going to get same opulence as that of a king, to receive the king without doing anything. Wasn't that intelligent choice? Right? So same way, when we invite holy name, who is holy name? Krishna and his holy names, they are non-different. So, and who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of six opulences. So when we take holy name to, in our hearts, then will you think we'll be in dearth of anything? Obviously not. The problem is, we only don't take. When we say Hare Krishna, and when you say, okay, in this room we are sitting, and we, like, you know, say, if I just call out, say, you know, Mitch Prabhu. So it's obvious that, you know, he'll look towards me. And when he looks towards me, I look, you know, towards Prabhupada or somebody else. He'll think, you know, why this guy is calling me, and then looking to, you know, something else. So when we call holy names, we say Hare Krishna, you know, Kishore Kishori, they are looking at us. And what we do? We look to our mobile. Basically, it's the same thing we are doing, right? So if we just understand this, then the Lord, who is handpicked husband for his wives, is also a living father for all his sons, and we are all his part and parcel, we are all his sons. So why, what he won't do for us? There are so many pastimes wherein Krishna's son, this, you know, Samba, you know, who went and, you know, married, you know, Lakshmana, the daughter of, you know, Duryodhan, right? So, and then the Kurus, they capture him, because, you know, they thought that it was against. And then, you know, Krishna, Balram actually goes, and he just, you know, gets it back. He drags the whole Hastinapur on his plow. So Krishna and Balram, they are actually, you know, same Supreme Personality of God. Eh? So they can do this thing for their son, so why won't they do that for us? Only problem is, we are not taking shelter of them, specifically, you know, shelter of holy name. There is a nice verse in Mukundamala Stotra. It says that, you know, Nathena Purushottame Trijagatam Ekadhipe Chetasam Seve Swasya Parasya Datari Pare Narayane Tishtati Yah Kishchit Purushadhamam Katipayam Grame Shalpartadam Sevaya Varaya. There is one word something. Varamahe Mudha Vara Kamayam. So it says that the master of all Vaikuntha, he is ready to share all his kingdom with us, because we are his sons. But we are so foolish that we are serving the people who are master of few villages, who are not even enough capable of rewarding us for the service we offer. Such a pitiable condition on us. That means we are son of a billionaire, but we have just forgotten, and that's why we have to work, you know, and get some, you know, meager pay. Somebody had asked Prabhupada, you know, that you are brahmacharis, you know, you don't work. Prabhupada said, you know, our father is billionaire. Billionaires says they don't work, you know. so basically, and of course, that doesn't mean to say that, you know, we don't have to do, you know, the Krishna will provide the resources, but practically we have to move our hands and legs. In the sense, when, you know, Prabhupada wanted to build a Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, some devotees, they went there, and then, you know, they thought Vrindavan, you know, land of Krishna, I'll just move around chanting holy name, Radhe Radhe, and Prabhupada said, count the cement bags. Because, yeah, Krishna will provide the resources, But then, depending on how we'll use it, either he'll give us some more or he'll reduce it. He'll take it back. So, yeah, when we'll take shelter of Holy Name, all this material opulences and even like, you know, the different godly qualities will come. But depending on how we use it, Krishna will decide whether to give further, like, you know, whether to give more or, you know, less. It is said that, you know, many times, like, you know, this four types of people, they come to Krishna, you know, Artho, Artharthi, Jnani and Jigyasu. So somebody may start, you know, chanting just, you know, out of distress or in want of something, and once they get it, they may stop it. But when we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, then we understand that these gains are not the ultimate benediction by Holy Name. The ultimate benediction is that our heart is purified and our eternal devotional service towards the Lord, it gets, you know, it's naturally, we are reminded of that, you know, eternal loving service. And when we are engaged in that, then naturally we feel happy. There is a nice analogy that, you know, say we are going on a bike or a car, and suppose, you know, we met with a small accident, and suppose there are some nice people, you know, around. What they do is that, you know, they take us to, you know, their shop or their home nearby, and then, you know, they'll just treat, you know, whatever is, you know, basic first aid they'll do, and they'll give some water to drink. And then we'll see that, okay, what this shop is, okay, this is, you know, say a nice, you know, gold shop. And then we'll see, okay, there is diamonds and there are, like, you know, rubies, everything. And we may get interest in, you know, getting those. So our condition before coming to Krishna consciousness, it was like we were crushed by the material nature, and we are, you know, bruised all over, bleeding. And then some devotee comes and, you know, he gives us nice prasad, the first solace. Wow, you know, such a nice prasad. And then we come around, such a nice people around, you know, nobody is selfish, everyone is trying to help each other selflessly. And then we get little bit settled, and then we think to say, you know, what is this? Okay, there is, you know, Kishore Kishori, Gaur Nitai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, there is Holy Name. And then we, you know, start taking interest in Holy Name. So did we initially came with an interest in Holy Name? Hardly. Initially we were, like, you know, just battered by the material nature and we just came here. But the actual thing devotee wanted to offer is the Holy Name. All the solace from material things, that is just a byproduct. The actual product what devotee have, the shop, is for the, you know, Holy Name. So when we have that, when we understand that, then we actually take, you know, interest in, you know, in the actual product given in the shop, that's the Holy Name. And then we, you know, we can start practicing. So same way in spiritual life, yeah, when we come, we are happy, you know, we start chanting because everybody is chanting, you know. We want to, you know, start 16 route because, you know, everybody gets initiated and we get a new name, so let me also get a new name. So, you know, let me also start chanting 16 round. Everybody follows for real, you know, let me also follow. So that doesn't make us devotee. We are practitioners, apprentice. Like when somebody joins the military, they are given, like, you know, first day they are given the uniform and they have given that, you know, big gun, and they are, like, you know, told in training that, okay, there is a big ground, you do a full parikrama of that ground, not parikrama, basically run across the ground, you know, and come back. And then that guy is, you know, holding that, you know, heavy rifle, and, you know, initially he is enthusiastic, and later, you know, he is just foaming around mouth, and, you know, he is somehow, you know, ha. So on first day, just by taking the gun, wearing that, you know, military attire, does he becomes a soldier, experienced soldier, a Navy SEAL? No. He has to undergo rigorous training. So just, you know, by wearing this dhoti kurta, nice tilak, kanti mala, one, you know, so and so das, have we become devotees? We are just running around with the gun, doing a parikrama, you know. We are just apprentices, you know. We have to, you know, keep hearing, associating with senior devotees. And by doing this regularly, one day we'll become Navy SEAL. One day we'll, you know, become actually somewhere close to, you know, devotee. Devotee is very high term. So we are just sadhakas actually. So, and then, okay, how to do that? Individually, how to do? Like, you know, by doing our sadhana, Prabhupada has given such a nice morning program, and the major part of this morning program is, you know, chanting the holy names. So we have to keep hearing about, you know, how to improve. There is no end to improving our chanting. You know, it's every day is a new day, and like, you know, every day the holy name is a person, and the, depending on how we approach, it will reciprocate. So when we understand Lord's all this, you know, glorious activities, we can even understand that Lord's holy name is also capable of doing everything, all this, you know, and many more beautiful things. And when we understand that, and when we take proper shelter of holy name and try to improve our chanting, then we can see how things, you know, start falling at a place, you know. So from this we can take this particular practical lesson that you know, Lord who is Swarat and who can create, you know, even the planets just, you know, by the will, just like that, to please his devotees, we, his holy names are also capable of doing that. And then for us, we don't need a planet or anything. First we have to, you know, purify our own heart. So we can do that by properly taking shelter of, you know, chanting this, you know, chanting of holy name. And then Naam Roopa Guna Leela, when we take shelter of, you know, properly chant, then the Rupa, the form of Lord, will be revealed. Then Guna, his pastime is, you know, his qualities are revealed, and then his pastimes are revealed. And Lord's pastimes are so attractive. Why does, you know, Lord has to come and, you know, keep creating this planet, that planet, and, you know, keep saying this, you know, Gajendra? He just does it to attract us. He tells us, you know, he's so sweet there. And then also by seeing, like, you know, here we see so many names and, you know, about demigods and everything, we also understand that Lord is not alone there. Somebody has painted Krishna alone, and then Prabhupada said, you know, where is Krishna's flutes? Where are Krishna's cows? Krishna is never alone. There is whole, like, you know, it's whole family business there. When Krishna comes along with his devotees by default comes. So if we are of a nature wherein, you know, we like only Krishna but we don't like devotees, something wrong. Why? Because we cannot just have, you know, we cannot just have Krishna and, you know, not his, you know, paraphernalia and devotees. No, in spiritual world when we go, it's all about relationships with Krishna and his devotees. And that's why Bhagavatam describes so many, that he was his father, he was his daughter, he was his, you know, Krishna appeared to him, and, you know, his son was this. Why mention all this? Just mention, okay, Vaikuntha came and, you know, his, you know, son was, you know, like, you know, he created a planet, and then Najita came and he became a daughter. There's a whole description, because Lord is not alone. But also to, you know, show us Lord is along with his devotees, and the devotees, they take the role of their, you know, father, mother, and, you know, the different, like, you know, demigods are his, you know, obedient servants who, you know, who run the whole affair of, you know, rectifying all these living entities through this material world, and then, you know, giving them rain, food, and everything. So they are also serving Lord in that particular way. So these, like, when we read so many names and, you know, so many lineages, we can also understand this particular aspect, that Lord is not alone. He is always with the devotees. And then by understanding this, we can actually appreciate, you know, the relationships Lord has, and the way, you know, he reciprocates with devotees. So and the last point here it mentions is that both Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaikuntha eternally exist beyond the material universes, which are enveloped by 8 kinds of covering. So actually, if we see this universe, it is a shape of an egg. Like, fifth canto gives much more detailed description, wherein, like, we see the first layer, there is air, then there is, like, you know, ether, and then there are multiple layers listing each in detail. So it said that Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaikuntha, they are eternally exist. So they just appear. It is said that, you know, when Krishna Swadhama Pagato Dharma Jnana Divisa Kalo Dushta Kalo Nashta Drushamesham Puranarko Udhino Dutaha, that the, when Krishna went to spiritual world along with, you know, all the religious principles and everything, this, you know, Puranarko, that means the essence of all Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, it appeared. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, we may see that, you know, just, you know, 18 cantos, you know, it's in sitting in the shelf down in the book library, but actually these are the transcendental literatures, non-different from Lord, and it has appeared. Why? To help us, to, you know, to get out of this, you know, material world. And same with the Lord's plan, they also, like, eternally exists. So by understanding how Lord is Swarat and he can create, you know, even planets just for pleasure of devotees, and by understanding how the holy name is non-different from Lord, and it surely can help us to purify our heart, and that is the rather only mean, we can have a prayer wherein we can pray to Lord that may, you know, O Lord, like, you know, let us, like, you know, please let us understand the glory of your holy name. Please let us understand that I need to chant my japa very attentively, and please try, let me try my best to improve my chanting for your pleasure. If we do this, then surely, why, you know, why not, Lord will help us. So with this prayer, I'd like to stop here. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna. I'm wondering about the 10 offenses to the holy name. We recite them in the morning, and some of them seem, you know, you can kind of spot them, some, you know, relatively more easy than some other ones. Some of the other ones, like for example, you shouldn't consider the name of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Like, I have no idea how to even, like, you know, I recite that as a, you know, I don't know how to address that offense. Whereas the other ones, you know, don't blaspheme, you know, don't blaspheme the devotees. It's a little bit, I can understand it a little bit easier how to kind of go about it. But can you talk about how to go about the offenses?
Yeah. So actually, there's a nice book by Sachinand Swami Maharaj. The Nectar of Holy Name. No, Nectar in Ocean of Holy Name, right? So that book talks about each offense, what it means, means how it constitutes, that means what we do when it becomes an offense, that particular offense, and then how to counteract it. So that has detail about all 10, but basically, like say for the one which you said, like, you know, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of name of Lord Vishnu. So not much here, but you know, more in India, wherein the demigod worship is so common. So the natural tendency for everyone to think is that, rather most of the people, they think is that all gods, they are same. No? So that's where this, you know, particular injunction comes, to not to think that Lord Shiva is equal to Lord, you know, like, you know, Lord Vishnu, or Lord, you know, Brahma is equal to Lord Vishnu. So that's what I can say. So if for each of that offense, if you like, you know, I can say that if we can go through that book, Maharaj explains in detail actually which, where, you know, what constitutes that offense and what not. But apart from all that, even if we know whether it constitutes a particular offense or not, if we sincerely take shelter of holy name itself, and if we pray that, you know, oh holy name, you know, I am such an, like, you know, Kali Yuga person that I don't know even, you know, what constitute offense, what not, that's even case with me also. And then you please, you know, protect me. And then you please, you know, give me intelligence. Then, as a Paramatma within heart, the Lord will make sure that we won't commit that offenses. So, it is, okay, like, you know, understanding scriptures, like, you know, trying to understand with all our intelligence, that is one part of thing. But that doesn't, and of course we should do that, like, you know, with whatever capacity we have, we should, you know, try to understand, you know, what constitute offense, what not, and, you know, how, like, you know, by different injunctions. But our intelligence is not the only saving grace for us from the offenses. Ultimately, we have to develop that, you know, submissive and, you know, humble spirit toward the holy name, saying that, you know, okay, even if I understand, see, many a times, okay, we understand what it means by offending, you know, devotee, but we might tend to, you know, talk something negative, or we might, you know, when we are angry and if somebody does something, just in spur of anger, we may say something, right? So, because though intellectually we may be, you know, aware of that, when it comes to the practical dealing, there are so many, like, the different modes acting on us, and depending on our situation, we may not be able to act always on that, you know, the intellectual platform, like, you know, what we understood, right? So therefore, another way to do is that, of course, we should understand, like, we should try to understand, but more than that is, we should humbly submit ourselves to Holy Name and say, before chanting, we can pray that, you know, oh Holy Name, you know, please, you know, give me intelligence, please, you know, make me act in a way that I won't offend you, make me act in a way that I, you know, I won't do, you know, one of those 10 offenses. And then we can, you know, with that sincerity, we can pray and we can, you know, chant. Because ultimately, it's not what our ability is going to conquer the Holy Name. Rather, it's our submissive spirit and humility that's what going to attract it. So, we can read that book, understand and try our level best, but, like, you know, even despite of, you know, trying all that, there can be chances wherein we may, you know, do something unknowingly, we may do some offense, you know, unknowingly, like, you know, so for that we can, like, you know, along with, you know, improving our understanding about scriptures, we can develop this prayerful attitude, and then Lord will surely guide us, and then we may be suddenly, you know, come across, you know, the book or a lecture or a devotee who may be speaking about the same thing which we are struggling with. That will happen. Why? Because we had prayed for that, and then Krishna is just reciprocating. So in detail, if you, like, you know, I recommend you to read that book, because it has in detail description of each offense and what it means to, like, you know, what it constitutes, you know, that offense, and then how to rectify it. Each one has. But if we see in every one of that is ultimately we have to, you know, sincerely take shelter of Holy Name. In each remedy of all those offenses, this is mentioned, you know. So, you know, we can work on that parallelly, you know. So does that satisfy? Yeah. Any other comment? Questions? Okay. Thank you so much. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.